Christine Lewington, CEO of PIP International, is producing pea protein in an effort to supplant animal protein. I asked her why. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today.
A 16th less water to produce the same amount of protein that you'd need to scale animal agriculture. That's the environmental side of it. So we're in a protein crisis, and by the year 2050, we're not going to be able to feed the world. And right now, we don't have enough protein as it is. The crisis is not being talked about enough, but it's compounding. To expand a feedlot on the animal industry to feed that protein would be catastrophic to the land space, the resources, and everything else. So there needs to be another form of protein. Why don't we use protein out of plants? Because they're there. Trying to solve that crisis with a great tasting plant protein. Because up until now, the consumer has not adopted plant-based protein at the scale in which was forecasted. Many of the big IPOs of the Beyond Meats and the Impossible Foods, I'm sure you've heard the negativity and the downswing on them. Consumers want their products to taste good. We produce a clean tasting, high functioning, odorless pea protein. Why peas? Peas are abundant. Right now they're not even a cash crop for our poor farmers. Bringing in a clean tasting, abundant crop that we can actually put into rotation on a cash crop basis, we believe that we can actually help make a dent in that protein crisis.
She argues pea protein provides the same nutrition that's obtained from animal agriculture. Don't know if that's true. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm David Sparks.